This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
We're visiting with Robert Goodwin, behavioral health counselor here on the campus of Crossing, and we're going to be talking about parents. A lot of the conversation we have is about kids, but we're going to spend some time with parents.
Yes.
You arrive in the community. You work with people all the time. There's more information at our fingertips than we've ever had as human beings.
Sometimes
that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing, because everybody's got an opinion, and there's all kinds of definitions. I used to understand what a helicopter parent was. Mm-hmm. Now I got a lawnmower parent and a snowplow parent.
Right.
I have no idea what all these things mean.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when the information you're talking about, even in schools, parents have so much more information at their fingertips to see how their kids are doing every second of the day, all the time. And because of that, they tend to sort of get overly involved in their kids' world, I guess I would say. And so when you look at the terms like lawnmower parent or snowblower parent, those two, I think, are more so the idea that the parent will plow through anything or mow through anything to clear the way for the child, whether that's clearing the teacher out of the way or coach out of the way or whatever it is, making the path so clear and easy for the child that failure isn't even a possibility.
And do you think people attach, by and large, their own ego to their child's success or failure? I mean, it works both ways.
Yeah.
Child does great, we feel great. Child does bad, we feel like it's a bad look for us.
Yeah, I think there's many parents that do that. Many parents actually take their identity and apply it to their child and how well their child is doing. And so if their child is not doing well, then their identity in themselves, they feel, is sort of compromised in some ways. But if their child is doing great, then they feel like their identity is great, and they tend to get a lot out of that. It's really living through your child in a way that's not healthy at all.
But like all things, it's nuanced. I mean, I think feeling like you want your child to do well is a normal feeling
all
to
of
have.
Us do, right?
So where is that line between having that natural feeling of wanting them to have success and do well and going too far?
Yeah, I think the line becomes when you start, as the sort of term suggests, clearing the way for the child so that failure is not an option, where you're doing things to try to make sure, to ensure that your child actually is going to be more successful than ever by not just helping them, but by getting in the way, you know, of helping other people sort of clear the way for them so that failure doesn't happen. Because failure is a good thing.
Why is failure so important in the learning process?
Yeah, there's, I think, a number of reasons. One, without failure, I think self-esteem is affected. Okay, so it helps us when we fail and we learn we can move through a failure, that it helps give us confidence for the future. The other thing I think it does is it builds resilience in people. And I think resilience is something we're missing in the world today. For some reason, people just aren't as resilient in terms of getting through things or working through issues, especially when failure happens. What tends to happen with many people is when they fail, they quit and they just stop. And they don't try to work through it and learn and try to make it better to go further on in their lives. I mean, I think about the many people throughout history who have created things in our world, you know, the Wright brothers. How many times did they fail before they actually had it be successful?
Right. And we don't, you know, we have a weird way of creating our own idols, too.
We do.
You know, I mean, a Michael Jordan, a Tiger Woods, you never saw the work that had to go in. You never saw the failures. All we celebrated was the excellence.
Exactly. Especially Michael Jordan, who was cut from his high school basketball
and
team.
And never let that go,
exactly.
You know, because it was a learning moment
That's
for him.
That's right.
And so I understand why kids, you know, you hear the term snowflake. I think that's kind of it's meant to be, you know, a bad word. But if we have a generation of parents that aren't allowing those kids to fail or using their own influence to pave through and get those successes, how is that kid going to be prepared for adversity when it knocks on their door?
Yeah, they're not going to be prepared for that. And that's part of the problem, I think, with this resilience idea that I talked about, is that it just seems like people aren't preparing their kids for their future. They're helping them sort of do things right now, but what happens when they get out on their own? And suddenly they don't have someone paving the way for them.
Sure.
They don't have someone that's there making sure they're doing everything they have to do to be successful. It's something we have to learn in ourselves. How do we actually work through a failure? How do we work through something that doesn't go well so that we can actually continue to move forward in life? But we don't grow if we don't fail. I mean, I had a boss one time, the best thing he told me was, if you're not failing, you're not trying. And I truly believe that that's a true statement.
All right, and then there are dealing with failures at a little different levels of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a band kid and a robotics league kid.
Right.
that was okay with us. You know,
right.
He didn't have to play football, didn't have to do the things.
Right.
And my personality is very different. I'm competitive and he's not. But you have to like learn to let them find their own voice while helping
totally.
To be a guide, right?
Totally.
But let's say the overachieving kid, you know, mm-hmm. the kid that's a straight A student or a starter on the team and yeah. seems to be doing, you know, everything the right way. Can that be dangerous for them?
It can be dangerous for them. I mean, it can be a good thing, of course. But it can be over, if they're overachieving, what tends to happen sometimes is they never put themselves in a place where they can fail. So sometimes when they're overachieving,
they don't try
anything new. They tend to focus on only the things that they know that they're good at. And so that's where they go. They overachieve, they gain success there, but they never put themselves in a position of true failure.
And they might be missing out on a lot of life.
Out on a lot of life, learning that they are good at other things, or maybe even learning that if I'm not perfect at something, that I can actually grow into being good at something. Yeah.
All right. So I know you don't have like an average family you meet with. I mean, it's
right.
probably all over the place. Do you find that mental health issues, you know, the stigma that's attached, once again, the parents getting their own worth mm-hmm. out of this conversation, that there's a lot of people that just live in denial that well, not in our school, not in our small little town, not yeah. in our enclave where we live, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, totally. And I think the word for that is not in my house.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen here.
That's somebody else's kid.
It is. And I can tell you from the reason I'm in mental health is because I had an issue with my daughter as she was growing up. And as a pastor of a large church, the first thought I had was, oh no, people can't find out about that in my family. And I think that's a natural thought for people to have, but it's a completely wrong thought because all of us have issues. All of us are struggling with something. All of us have many different things going on in our lives that we just sometimes don't want people to find out about. But to be honest with you, that's what builds us together as a community. That's what builds us together as a family of people in this world, is when we're vulnerable and we share and live our authentic life instead of putting together that life that looks perfect, which all of us really know it's not.
All right, so if you had to give me your elevator speech,
yeah.
you know, we get in and how to be a good dad, how to be a good mom, how to raise kids that learn failure and learn how to succeed
yeah.
through failure, what's the best bit of advice you can give?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the best advice I would give is that you make sure that you know that your kids love them no matter what they do and no matter where they end up, and that you spend time truly listening to them so that they know that you see them, hear them, and understand them. I think if you can live that kind of a life with your children, that way they're gonna grow, they're gonna feel comfortable in the house, they're gonna know that they're loved, and they're gonna be free to be able to approach it any way they want to in life.
Robert, appreciate it.
Thank you, take care.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.